Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, it was the final episode of The Bachelor last night with lots of twists and turns. But is Peter's mom happy with his final choice? And look who's back in the building. Headcrack!
Yeah. Yo! Yo! I'm back. You can't keep a good man down. So listen, a member of the Dish Nation fam did a hilarious flip the switch challenge, and stay tuned to find out who. And Jenna Dewan gives birth, and we have the revealing way she shared her son with the world.
And Miss Portia, say it ain't so, honey. Your fellow housewife, Nene Leakes, honey, found out her hubby Greg was having inappropriate conversations with her female employee. Honey, we got all the tea, honey.
Now, Gary, leave me out of that mess, child. Later, we'll have Chewy sit down with the cast of this crazy new movie called The Hunt. Now, L.A. will be checking in a little bit later. And don't you move, because this is Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Now, for her whole life, people have been trying to put Willow Smith in a box. Well, now she's doing it to herself.
What?
Now, starting tonight, Willow and her collaborator Tyler Cole will be spending 24 hours in a box at the Museum of Contemporary Art in L.A. They're doing this performance art to show the 8 stages of anxiety. Since Willow's been dealing with that her whole life, you know, that'd be a good way to tie it together, right? One side of the box is glass so that visitors in the museum can see them, and the other side's a canvas so Willow and Tyler can write their affirmations. They're going to eat and sleep in the box, and they'll only leave the box for bathroom breaks, but they will not speak. And Willow says, we might grunt or scream. It's going to be very primal. Now, Willow and Tyler have a band together called The Anxiety, and their debut album drops as soon as the performance in the box is over.
Wow. You know what? They should just put in a catheter. Then that way they don't have to leave the box at all.
Yep. Yeah. Keep it in the box.
Yeah, my just keep it all goodness. In there.
But you know they always say you can't reinvent the wheel, but that was already done. Like it was just done recently.
Who did it?
Girl, an older girl did that, wasn't
it? Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, so, I mean, we just heard that. So, I mean, they should have did something else. Be in a casket or something where we can't see them.
Well, see, now they're doing it with a purpose. Because did she do it because she dealt with some of the anxiety, those different stages or whatever? That's why she's doing it.
And people with anxiety feel like they're trapped in some sort of a box within themselves. So, like, this kind of makes sense. And it's a younger crowd that's going to pay attention to what Willow's doing.
Do you think I'm going to get in a glass box with anxiety?
I don't think you can fit in a glass box.
Oh, I could fit one. They got one that made just for me, honey, I could assure you. But I'm not going to be locked up in no damn glass box. That'd make my anxiety even worse.
Yeah, because then people are going to see you freak out.
Yeah.
Like, at least if I'm a freak out, let me freak out on my own so I know people ain't seeing me. But if I'm freaking out and people are seeing me, that's going to definitely take my anxiety to the next level.
Yeah.
No lie.
But I don't know about what's his name, the one who had the box. Who was that?
Justin Timberlake.
That was just a song.
Oh, that was a song?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the only box you want. Only box Gary would take.
The only box he'd get in.
Okay.
All right, y'all, it's time to welcome L.A. to this party. Yay! What's going on, y'all?
Headcrack, we're so glad you're back because we got to talk about one of your cohorts there in Atlanta. Of course, now the flip the switch is sweeping the nation. A lot of celebrities are doing it. J-Lo and A-Rod did it. Another couple, I think, did it even better. And I'm talking about Porsche and her boo, Dennis. Oh, yeah. Check this out. Check it out.
All right.
Yo, what was that dance?
Half of the Carlton, like.
Good job.
Oh, God, it's like a mixture of the Carlton and the robot. All together.
A little disappointed in Dennis, though. He didn't commit fully.
You didn't?
Wow.
He left his socks on. You got to commit, Dennis.
I didn't even know he had those socks on until I watched the video back.
So you should have worn your wig cap, though. Just a wig cap.
Yeah, your stocking cap or something.
Okay, so let me say this for everybody. So everybody was like, why am I not bald or putting on the wig cap? Because I had these braids. So I couldn't. So that's why I said, let me at least put him in the same wig, and then we'll have on the same wig. But it's because of the braids, because if it wasn't, I would have committed, y'all. Yo. I had my bald head up there.
Whose idea was it to do this?
It was my idea.
And you can tell, because the body language on Dennis, he's like, yo, his shoulders is down. He looked mad defeated.
Did you have to promise, like, a sexual favor or something to have him even get in that dress?
Let's just say I was very tired this morning for work.
Did you allow him to keep his socks on for that, too?
Hey! All right, y'all. You guys know that a lot of public events are being canceled due to the coronavirus. South by Southwest, which was actually supposed to start this weekend, was canceled, y'all. And I attend South by Southwest every single year. Kind of bummed about that. Not only has it been canceled, but organizers are sticking to their no refunds policy. Check this out.
Come on.
Their website says that even in the event of illness or acts of God, payments are not refundable. But if you bought a pass for the festival, you'll be able to use it in 2021, 22, or 2023.
Now, here's the thing. If they're saying acts of God, you're saying South by Southwest, I got my tickets, I'm going to this place. What if the place burns down? They're like, hey.
They don't care.
I've
been to South by Southwest on years where it's rained.
Same.
I've been during years when there's been tornado warnings.
Yes.
One year, a guy plowed through the crowd with the car.
Yo, remember that. By the end of the day, we was back at it. That's crazy, like Coachella crazy.
Yeah.
And they canceled that, too.
All right, last night was the second part of the Bachelor finale, and spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
Pete ended up proposing to Hannah Ann.
Oh, because that's the one his mom wanted.
But then he broke it off with her, and he's now back to trying to make it work with Madison the Virgin.
Oh, Lord.
This was even after the emotional plea from his mom, Barbara, for Pete to bring Hannah home to us. Bring Hannah home to us. Well, last night, Barbara didn't hold back at all. She said that Hannah Ann bonded with the family right away, and Madison made them wait 3 hours before to meet her. So, well, then this happened.
Barb, how do we turn the page and give this a shot together?
Chris, he's going to have to fail to succeed. That's it. All his friends, all his family, everyone that knows him knows that it's not going to work. So we've been trying to help him. Would we want it to work? Yes.
I am telling you that I love Madison, and that should be enough.
I will say that we've all had a mom who went, okay.
Absolutely.
She wasn't crying.
Not
gonna work.
Some more than others.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Like, when my mom goes hard, that makes me go the other way. But when she says, like, okay, fine, that's what you wanna do, do it.
Okay.
That worries me.
You gotta fail to succeed, like, I guess.
Every family meeting and dinner will be tense.
Mm-hmm. She's not gonna ever wanna go around his family.
Yeah, see, the
bachelor
other day
moms.
She was drinking wine and crying. Okay. See, today she on Hennessy. She about that. She about that life.
The thing is, my dad had this similar situation when he married my mom, and that his mother was a Barbara, okay, and didn't like my mom at all, and would rip on her to the point where my mother would cry when they would leave visiting her house.
The sweetest woman.
And my dad said, I'm going to pick her over you every time, Mom, so you better change your ways. You're never going to see me again.
Damn.
He laid it down, going, this is the woman that I love and be the rest of my life.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But Pete didn't do that. He's like, I love her. That should be enough, Mommy. Shut it.
So you can't go hard like that and the relationship don't work out. Then your mom be like, I told you, ass.
Right. I told you.
All right, up next, there's a whole lot of drama, honey, with NeNe Leakes. We got all that mess for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Right, baby, honey. I keep telling y'all women, Portia, honey, that you better take care of your menses, honey, because if you don't, someone else will.
Ooh, Lord.
Now, Portia, your fellow OG, honey, Peach Miss NeNe Leakes, honey, sat down on the Lip Service podcast and opened up about how she caught her wonderful husband, Greg, having inappropriate conversation with the help.
take a look.
Listen, we had an employee meeting. Everybody's gathered around like this. And then they were having friction, some of the employees. And we wanted to discuss some of the things that were happening. And so she was sitting there and the gay guy was sitting here. And he said that, I don't appreciate you calling me a queen. And she kind of snapped back at him. He said, listen, you wouldn't want to do that because you know I know your secret. And so she kind of was like, you don't know nothing, you know, say whatever you're going to say. And then he was like, well, how about you and Mr. Greg be FaceTiming and talking? So I called Greg. I said, Greg, I said, I have you on speaker. He was like, uh-huh. I said, so you've been talking to Juanita? And he said, no, I ain't never talked to her. You got to be kidding. I was like, okay, you have five. And I said to him, why were you talking to her on the phone?
Anyway.
His answer was, because you weren't here for me to talk to.
And a photo of the employee hunter was just released.
They done tracked this girl down that bad.
Yes, baby. They saved a fine hook.
You can't hide. Mm-mm. Well, if you watch the rest of the podcast, NeNe doesn't seem too bothered because she said, and I quote, if Greg wanted to be with somebody right now, I would say, go right on. Why am I going to try and keep him from doing something that he wants to do? Then I have to make a choice myself if I want to stay with him or not. And I probably would stay with him. I do what I want anyway. I'm in New York, he's in Georgia, so whatever he's doing, I don't need to know about it.
I can kind of understand it a little bit, but then another part of it, Because he can't sit at home and not talk to nobody because you know he went through his cancer situation, so he needs somebody to talk to.
Or that you talk to the people who are around the most, you know what I'm saying? He probably, like, is easier for him to talk to her because he kind of know her than just a rando. Mm.
And and as for NeNe firing her, I wouldn't have fired her. I would just cut her salary.
Men might think they know how to cheat, but women do it much, much better. And baby, NeNe might have her a little side piece, too. Page Six is reporting that an insider is spilling that NeNe has a allegedly been seeing a man named Rodney in Maryland since May of 2019.
Huh?
Yep, she met Rodney while launching her swag boutique store at the MGM National Harbor Resort and Casino. And an insider said she spends a lot of time in Maryland, not only because of this boutique, but also because of her side guy. She flaunts her relationship with him around openly like they're together.
You know, a lot of people think about open marriage. Now, hell no.
Yeah,
I have no damn open marriage.
And
nothing ain't gonna keep
that.
If it gotta be open, it might as well be closed. You just go on here and
right,
go.
And close and the door behind right your ass. Again,
honey, ain't no, I don't play share, honey.
Sonny or share.
Duh, not. And that's what's wrong with y'all Africans in America now. Y'all starting to adapt.
Not Africans in America. That's a new one. Yeah. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, and I have something for the everyday woman. The Latir Fashion Leopard Print Handbag. Oh. It features a beautiful vegan leather body with trendy leopard print and a pop of color with accents available in mustard, black, stone, and brown. And it comes in two different sizes. A multi-purpose bag with 36-inch adjustable shoulder straps and a heavy zipper.
Ooh, this is a look, niece. Honey, how much is it?
Well, usually it can run as high anywhere between $60 and $80. But for all of our Dish Nation viewers, they can grab these beauties for $20 to $29.
Oh,
what?
Wow. That's right. Just go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, coming up, the fam, Chuy Martinez sits down with the cast in the new movie, The Hunt. You don't want to miss this. Coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo! All right, so this crazy movie coming out called The Hunt. It's about a liberal group of wealthy Americans known as the elites who set out to kidnap and hunt down some citizens known as the deplorables for fun.
Right, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This sounds scary and exciting.
It's an interesting film, y'all. So I sat down with the entire cast and the team behind the film. Check this out.
What is happening? What is all of this?
Did you see that article? Every year, these liberal elites kidnap a bunch of normal folks like us and hunt us for sport.
What kind of sick people would even think of something like that?
White people. We're the worst.
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
What's up, man? What's up? Last saw the movie last night.
Oh, good.
It was awesome. I'm used to seeing you in comedy. You were hilarious, brother. Like,
thank you.
What made you decide to flip it this time?
When you see a script like this, where you're like, never seen a story like this, never seen it applied to the moment we're living in,
yeah.
Beautifully written, great director, Jason's there, you gotta do it. You just gotta do it.
Right. You've had a hand in some amazing films, Jay, and like, what If one were actual real life, which world would terrify you the most? I'm talking about Purge.
The Hunt, Purge, Get Out. I mean, those would be, those are the three. Any of those would be, I would be, I'd be in Canada.
Yeah, I can't imagine living in a world where people take things out of proportion and blow things up if they're incredibly politically divisive.
That's never gonna happen.
I live here in Mayberry.
Right? You guys had to compile your A-list, like your A-team, to take down the Hunters. Who would be on your team and why?
First one, Usain Bolt. Speed. He's getting anyone in open field. Get him, Usain.
That's
run up there. Get him, boom.
I was gonna go for like, you know, like Marvel characters, like the Incredible Hulk or something.
Okay.
Ooh, I mean that's pretty good.
That's really good.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh yeah. Yes. Dwayne, get DJ in there.
The Rock over everybody.
Because DJ won't even hunt them. He'll hunt them with his charisma.
Yeah.
He'll make them whatever. Yes. They'll do whatever he wants.
He can just appear and they'll
yeah.
The smolder. Like, oh, the smolder just like.
Hey, you see Dwayne Johnson over there?
Yeah.
That's what'll happen.
Or Beyonce in there? Beyonce for sure.
Again, no one's gonna like. Everyone, if Beyonce says stop running, everyone just stops.
Right.
The hunt's over.
She just says, hey, hello. Hey. And,
right. Yeah. They start running towards her.
It's a concert. It's a free concert.
Ring on it.
In Croatia or Arkansas. Or Maine, Vermont.
We don't know.
Can we use members of the actual A team? Mr. T.
You can keep going.
George Peppard.
Yeah.
The Hunters don't really require an A team.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal is obviously highly competent all on her own to single handedly take down this group of fairly inept individuals.
Vin Diesel is down the hall doing a junket for a different movie, so maybe he could come over and help us.
We could also get Hobbs and Shaw to take down the Hunters.
Yeah.
The movie would be 5 minutes long because my understanding is that Hobbs and Shaw kill literally 1,000 people in the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Right.
500 each.
Yeah.
Hobbs is like, that's $4.99 for me. Yeah. That's my Jason Statham impersonation.
That's so much fun talking to the cast, and make sure to check out the film when it comes out in theaters. And we'll have more Dish after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Jenna Dewan and her fiancé Steve Kazee welcomed their son Callum Michael Rebel Kazee into the world on March 6th. While Jenna and her ex Channing Tatum had an agreement not to post their daughter online, Jenna couldn't wait to post her new bundle of joy. She shared a photo of her just after she had the baby, and then she posted a photo of her breastfeeding her son, saying, so happy. So what do y'all think about her sharing these pics?
I think she was like, listen, you try to stop me before, but I'm about to show this one fresh out the oven. That baby just got wiped off, and she got that baby on that camera.
On that
online, honey.
Oh, on that nipple.
Yeah.
And that him, because I can barely see the baby.
No, you can't see nothing
but
the baby chin.
At a certain angle.
He's so tiny. Is he supposed to be on that too?
Yeah, he is.
My goodness.
You know, some people are oversharers, and they like to share every aspect of their life, and that's what makes her happy. By all means, I guess, knock yourself out.
Like, people think it's, like, doing too much, but it's like you're so happy, you're so excited, you know.
She could have walked to the bra, though, for real.
Did you show your breasts when you had PJ?
I only breastfed for about a month.
Yeah.
And I was going to post it on National Breastfeeding Day, but like I said, my boob's so big and she was so small.
Yeah,
it just looked like it was just had it out. Yeah, it looked a little sexy. Like, I don't want people online imagining nothing,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly, honey. How they call it? Snapchat or whatever, cutting it out and just saving it as a wall saver.
They'd be done edit my baby all the way out and put their face in there.
Exactly.
They turn that baby to a nipple.
Yeah.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.